This episode of Pulse of the Bluff podcast is sponsored by A-Plus Web Solutions, introducing the Build It, Brand It, Launch It, DIY Website Design Workshop. Tired of expensive web design quotes? Join this hands-on in-person workshop and walk away with a fully branded, ready-to-sell website, built by you, with expert help every step of the way. Only 15 spots available, lunches included, and Afterpay is available to make it even easier to join. Save $50 with early bird registration. Now at websitedesignworkshop.com.
Okay, so imagine this. You walk into a store, right? It's packed with stuff, kids' toys, furniture, maybe even light fixtures. But there are no prices, no checkout counter. That place actually exists. It's called Hood Mart. It's in Memphis. And yeah, everything inside, totally free.
Absolutely. And that's what we're digging into today. Hood Mart, you know, what exactly is it? Who's it for? And maybe the biggest question, what's the idea behind giving everything away? We're drawing on a news report from Action News 5 and also info from the We Fight Monsters website. That's the group behind Hood Mart.
Right. So let's paint a picture. It's kind of a warehouse setup off Brooks Road in Memphis. And like you said, stocked with all kinds of things people might need. But that core thing, the part that really makes you stop and think, is zero cost, nothing. So what's the thinking there? Who cooked this up?
Well, the founders are Ben and Jess Owens. And Hood Mart, it's not just some random project. It's directly tied into their nonprofit. The nonprofit is called We Fight Monsters.
We Fight Monsters. Okay, that's a pretty intense name.
It is. And it, you know, it points right at their mission. They're working against human trafficking, drug trafficking, rescuing people, and really dedicating themselves to helping folks rebuild their lives after exploitation. It's heavy work.
Yeah, sounds like it. And their website mentions this, like, amazing mix of volunteers too, right? Former special operators, cops, even ex-cons, people who've seen things.
Exactly. A real diverse group.
So how does that mission, fighting those, well, monsters, how does that connect to a store where everything's free? What's the link?
Okay, so Hood Mart fits in as a really specific piece of that bigger mission. Ben and Jess, they see it as a kind of like a restart button for people. People trying to get back on their feet, maybe coming out of homelessness or addiction or, you know, very often both.
It's a restart button. I like that.
Yeah. Jess Owen, she apparently described it as wanting a place like, say, a Goodwill, but just without anyone having to pay. The idea is really straightforward. If you need it to start over, you get it.
So it's providing those, I guess, foundational things you need to rebuild a life. Okay. Now, the Action News 5 piece used this phrase that stuck with me. Something about the mighty high price of shopping there.
Yeah.
But then, boom, it's free. What's going on with that?
Yeah. That's really central to how Ben and Jess see it, their whole philosophy. They believe the people walking into Hood Mart, they've already paid a massive price through, you know, everything they've been through.
Yeah.
Homelessness, addiction, trauma. That's the very, very heavy price, as they put it. That's already been paid.
Wow. Okay. That completely flips the script, doesn't it? Thinking that the suffering itself is like the currency.
Yeah.
The news report also shared this really powerful story about a woman named Shanti Shabazz. Could you tell us about her? How did Hood Mart come into her life?
Yeah. Shanti's story is, well, it really shows the impact, you know. She's a single mom. She ended up homeless after escaping domestic violence from, I think, a drug dealer.
Just
a terrible situation.
Oh,
and she got hurt pretty badly in the process. A torn rotator cuff, other injuries, things that actually stopped her from doing her job. She was a pediatric dental assistant.
Jeez. So homeless, injured, trying to care for her kids.
Right. She found temporary help at a place called Room in the Inn, and then she managed to get into affordable housing, which is huge, obviously, but the place was empty, like totally empty. And that's when she connected with Hood Mart.
Okay, so she gets the house, which is step one, but then faces this like mountain of needing everything to just live normally. Sleeping on yoga mats, the report said.
Exactly. Imagine that. You finally get a roof, but you have nothing to put under it. Hood Mart was able to provide her and her sons with the essentials. Furniture, you know, beds, stuff for the kitchen. The basics we often just don't even think about.
That must have been incredible for her.
She said it was like a sign. Her words were something like, there's still people out here that are angels and positive agents. Just providing that crucial support when she felt like she had nothing, it let them actually live in their new home, not just exist in it.
And didn't the report mention that Ben Owens, one of the founders, he's been through homelessness himself?
Yes, absolutely. And that personal experience, you can imagine, it gives him this really deep understanding. He gets it. He knows what it's like to literally start from zero again. He knows how much those small things, a set of plates, a lamp, clean clothes, how much they can matter. It's about dignity too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like Hoodmart is doing more than just handing out free stuff, though.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger strategy?
Definitely. It's much more holistic than just being a distribution center. Giving away items is part of it, sure, but it's also about building trust.
Yeah.
Making connections. See, when people come in, they make an appointment and a volunteer walks around with them, helps them find things.
Okay. So it's personal.
Right. And that process, it opens the door for conversations, natural conversations about, well, maybe detox or rehab options or thinking about getting back into work.
And the report said that those conversations actually lead somewhere, that people have gone into detox because they first came to Hoodmart.
Yes. Apparently, it's been the starting point for quite a few detox intakes, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. It makes sense, though. You meet someone's basic, urgent needs first, maybe for a warm coat or some food items they also provide you, show them you care in a tangible way. And then maybe they're ready to trust you enough to talk about the really hard stuff, like giving help for addiction.
That trust piece seems key.
Totally.
It was also interesting how they mentioned focusing on things specifically for women, things that might get overlooked.
Oh, as Owen's talked about that, making sure they have things like, you know, purses, costume jewelry, makeup, nail polish, stuff that if you're living on the streets is just, it's not even on the radar usually, right? You can't afford it.
Yeah, survival mode doesn't often include lipstick.
Exactly. But she said the goal there is helping women feel human again, restoring that bit of normalcy, of self-care, of identity. It's powerful.
So practically speaking then, how does it work day to day? We mentioned appointments.
Yeah, so people need to schedule a time with a volunteer. They don't just walk in off the street generally. And then, like I said, a volunteer guides them. It's an escorted shopping experience, basically. Helps keep things organized and fosters that connection.
And the stuff itself, where does it all come from if they're giving it away?
It's all donations, completely reliant on the community, individuals dropping things off, businesses contributing. The news report mentioned Five Below, for example, donating kids' toys. So a mix of new and secondhand things.
So they need ongoing support from people donating goods.
Oh, absolutely. That's the only way it keeps going. They apparently make their contact info available for anyone who wants to donate items.
This whole deep dive, it paints a picture of something pretty special happening there in Memphis. Hoodmart isn't just, you know, a charity shop minus the prices.
No, not at all. It feels more like a symbol of hope, maybe.
Mm.
A connection point. A really practical stepping stone for people who are trying to rebuild after going through, well, hell.
Yeah. And that idea we talked about, the mighty high price already being paid.
Mm-hmm.
It really sticks with you. It just totally reframes how you think about value and cost and what people deserve.
It really does. And it kind of leaves you thinking, doesn't it? Like, what other ways could we in our own communities approach helping people who are really struggling? How do we look past the surface and recognize those, you know, those unseen costs they've already paid and then respond with just basic human dignity and the support they actually need?
Yeah. Recognizing that cost and then offering compassion, not judgment.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thought.
Definitely something to chew on, how we can all maybe do a bit better at supporting each other.
Memphis always has a story worth sharing, and that's where Pulse of the Bluff comes in. Tune in daily for real conversations, good vibes, and the heartbeat of the Bluff City. We bring you the people, places, and moments that make Memphis special. So whether you're a local or just love its spirit, hit subscribe and join us. Pulse of the Bluff, because there's always something good to talk about. See you in the next episode. Listen to Pulse on the Bluff on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to our YouTube channel.